And that's today's news update at 6:04.
Red FM weather.
With Wilton Shopping Centre. Over 62 shops under one roof.
Weather-wise today, mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain and sleet spreading southeastwards. It's going to be pretty chilly today. 7 degrees, possibly getting up to 10 or 11 later on, but feeling pretty cool. Morning, everybody. Cape Town, South Africa, the holiday of your dreams. You can win it right here. Today is the very last day for you to get yourself to Cape Town, South Africa. Details coming up. We've got all your morning sports, all your news. We're checking traffic for you. Keep an eye on everything across today. And the Cork Book of Records is back today. We'll be talking about something very interesting involving scabby people, we think. It's 6:05. Good morning, it's Red FM.
Call it magic.
It's the KC Show. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for waking up with Cork's number one radio station, our JNLR ratings thingy. It's like the Leave and Search results come out 4 times a year. And yesterday, they're out again. And thank you for continuing to make us the number one music station in Cork every single day. We appreciate it so much. Now, sport-wise, overnight, what have we got? The big one was the Champions League match last night. Birdie, keeping your head up. Cork's Red FM, and it's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for waking up with us.
Jay, who have you got?
Casey, line to Amy Kingston.
Come on, Amy.
Hi, lads.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Listen, I know you listen every morning to this quiz, and how on average, what do you get? What's your score?
You're 3 plus maybe 1 or 2 more.
The couple we give you and 1 or 2 more.
Yeah.
You never know. This morning could be the one, Amy. It could be the one.
Could be, yeah.
So you are from downtown Carrigaline.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Do you go out locally in Carrigaline, or where do you head to?
The odd time. I wouldn't go out locally in Carrigaline, much more so Douglas or town.
Where do you go in Douglas?
John O's, really. Maybe start off in East Village and then over to John O's.
Yeah, but you don't get let out much, but you've got a little girl, have you?
I do, a little girl. Lossie is her name. So
Lossie.
I'd only be out for occasions, really.
Okay.
And big matches.
Lossie's a little miracle.
She is?
Yeah.
She's a miracle.
25 weeks she was born at. She must have been, the size of a fun-sized Snickers when she was born.
She was the size of my hand from top to toe. And when we were in hospital, my partner could take off his ring and it would go right up to her shoulder hang off her.
Whoa.
It was one of the first things we got to do when we were in there, was just touch her.
Would she have been in for about 2 or 3 months after that then?
Yeah, she was in for 14 weeks after that.
Wow.
And she got out a week before her due date. So she's our little miracle.
Isn't it absolutely incredible what they can do in terms, when they arrive
amazing.
That early?
Yeah. I say they're handpicked by God. The staff inside there are absolutely amazing. We wouldn't have got through it without them.
It's a good way of putting it. It really is. Amy, listen, the best of luck. Let's crack on, will we? Here we go.
You, yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is the currency of Switzerland?
The Swiss franc.
On the street, Bert and Ernie, where do they live?
Sesame Street.
What is the largest city in Scotland?
Oh my God, I'm gone blank.
Largest city in Scotland. Think of a big city.
Yeah. no, seriously, I'm literally just gone blank there now.
Glasgow. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Yeah,
I'm not allowed to do that.
Come on.
Mount Brandon is in which county?
Kerry.
Which of Batman's enemies usually carried an umbrella?
The penguin.
What TV chef had a campaign to serve better food in schools across the UK and US?
Jamie Oliver.
What animal is associated with the beginning of the MGM films?
The lion.
Richard Branson is associated with which airline?
Virgin.
Armani suits are from which city? Milan, New York or Rome?
Milan.
And complete the same.
Keep going.
Nothing is certain but death and
taxes.
Okay, let's go back and see how they get on.
Oh God.
Okay. What is the currency of Switzerland? The Swiss franc, correct. On which street do Bert and Ernie live? Sesame Street. What is the largest city in Scotland? Glasgow, thanks to Casey.
Thanks, Katie, yeah.
That was an accident. I was looking at the answer and I was saying, think of a big city, and I was going to go.
Oh, no, and I knew it was Glasgow. I was just all over the place.
So you got that. Mount Brandon is in which county? Kerry.
It is Kerry, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. Right. Which of Batman's enemies usually carried an umbrella? The penguin. What TV chef had a campaign to serve better food in the UK and US schools? Jamie Oliver, correct. What animal is associated with the beginning of an MGM film? A lion. Richard Branson is associated with which airline? Virgin. Armani suits are from which city? Milan, New York, or Rome?
You said Milan.
I have a sneaky feeling that you just couldn't remember New York or Rome, so you just said the first word you heard, which is Milan.
Was Milan a guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 9 out of 9, and complete the saying: nothing is certain with death and taxes. Correct. Congratulations.
You've just won €1,000. Yay!
Oh my god! I never won a thing in my life.
Yes! Well,
oh
done,
my
Amy.
God, thank you so much.
That's
Jesus
amazing.
Oh my god, I'm shaking. I'm so happy. I'm late for work. Oh my god.
That's great news, Amy. That is great news. That's for you and the little lady now. You see?
Thank you so much, lads. Oh my god, I need to calm down. I'm shaking.
See, this is you playing every morning, getting 2 or 3 questions correct, and then you come on and you absolutely nail it. You are a liar and a chancer. Now let me hear that beautiful singing voice of yours again.
Congratulations and celebrations. Red FM is number one again.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations to all the listeners, because you made Red FM number one again.
Yay! Not bad. Not a bad interpretation.
Well done, Casey.
How are you, Anne? How's it going?
I'm delighted for you.
You're a diamond. How's things?
Very good. Very good altogether. I'm above the ground, thank God, Casey.
Well, God, I'd heard you died and they buried you, but thank God you're still here.
Oh, Jesus, you never came to my funeral, did you?
What kind of funeral do you want?
No flowers.
No flowers, okay.
No, I want to see when I'm alive. Flowers, like.
Would you like to go to your own funeral to see who'd turn up?
No.
Just on the QT?
No.
It'll be the biggest funeral in Cork, Anne.
The biggest one in Cork City.
Yeah, well, listen, you're not going anywhere for... There's a good 30 years left in you.
Is that all?
Yeah, well... What age you know? Are you tipping 70?
No, 64.
You're all right. We'll knock some steam out of you.
I have a twin sister. She keeps reminding me my age.
That's brilliant. Well, you have the heart and the mentality of a 10-year-old.
I do, and do you know what, Casey? I love life.
Good on you.
Every day I love it. Yeah. And well done again out to you, Casey.
Thanks very much. You're very kind.
Of course, Lee Prendeville. I love them.
That is the way it's looking for Thursday morning. Lana's on news duty this morning. What's going on, Lana?
Well, we're gearing up for a protest to be mounted outside government buildings this afternoon, KC, over the decision to cut €12 million from mental health services. The news comes after an open letter written by UCC's welfare officer to the health minister was raised in the Dáil. A strike by French air traffic controllers has caused cancellations right across Europe.
That is Mike Posner in Ibiza. You can hear that again on the Top 7 at 7 from 7 this evening with the Queen Bee, Izzy Showbizzy. She's here a little bit later on. Good morning, Cork. Cork Book of Records is back, Jay.
Brilliant.
We have... In the Cork Book of Records, this is the show's version of the Guinness Book of Records.
Off to my thoughts in their fancy take flight.
I'm so sorry, Sean. I'm so sorry. I got to talk over you here. We got business to do. So we found the family in Cork with the biggest shoe collection, or the individual lady with the biggest shoe collection. We have found Cork's biggest family. They are in the Cork Book of Records. We have found the person in Cork with the biggest record collection in the Cork Book of Records. And I think we have, coming up, we're going to look for the car in Cork with the highest mileage. I know there's a car out there with 1,000,000 miles on the clock. There has to be.
Without a doubt.
This morning, we're looking for a bit of a strange one, because we were talking about weddings yesterday. We are looking for the person in Cork, genuinely, hand on heart, this could be you, who put the least amount of money into a wedding cart. So you will be officially entered into the Cork Book of Records at the end of the year, and possibly handed a copy of this book. It's a one-off chance for you to be part of Cork history. So drop me a text right now. If you want to change your name, there's no problem at all. We can arrange that. We'll even the photograph that we put in the book, you'll be wearing a pair of tights on your head. So nobody, because if nobody will ever invite you to a wedding again, So how little have you put into a card for somebody's wedding? That will get you into the Cork Book of Records.
Brilliant.
086-8104-106, that is the number. Drop me a text now. It's the once in a lifetime opportunity, folks, to be part of this historic document. Get involved. Traffic on the way. We're checking in with Cullum next.
This is why we're Cork's number one radio station.
Absolute chaos on the N40 South Ring Road this morning.
Very first pregnancy test kit has been invented for using your iPhone.
You didn't realise the iPhones were no waterproof.
Congratulations, you're having a baby. By the way, you need a new iPhone.
So he was dangling over the motorway. I don't know where I got strength from. I managed to get him back up onto the ledge.
Did you ever think you were going to lose him?
When he slipped off the ledge, Neil, I thought he was gone.
Incredible. You just won €1,000.
10 out of 10.
Oh, my God.
The latest JNLR listenership figures have been released, and we want to say thank you.
Red FM, the most listened to radio station in Cork with 126,000 daily listeners and number one for market share with 20.4%.
Cork's Red FM. We are Cork's number one radio station.
Source JNLR Ipsos MRBI April 2015 to March 2016.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Gotcha, buddy.
Yeah, I got married 25 years ago. And back then, like, you know, you get presents and you get pots and you get cutlery and you get dinnerware and, you know, the whole lot.
Yeah.
And a few years later, like, when one set was gone and we opened up just the other set, there was a card inside the box.
Right.
It was a present that my aunt and uncle were after getting to their wedding.
You're joking me.
I'm serious, man. The card was inside who it was actually from, which was a grand aunt of mine. She gave it out. No, the box was in pristine condition. Like,
right.
When we opened the box, there was a small insert card inside the box that they were having to put in through. Blah, 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 from blah, blah, blah. Like.
Love it, love it. Good man. Thanks a million.
Yes, sir. Let's go. Text the Neil Prendeville Show now. 086-8104-106.
Everything good? Glad to hear it. Lines open at 1-850-104-106. You can text 086-8104-106 as always, and I'll plow through as much as I can. And I see lots of other texts coming in on that. Text 086-8104-106. This is interesting because it just got me thinking about this on the bipolar call a few minutes ago, because she says, I'm writing because it's my last straw with the situation I'm in. My boyfriend is in a really bad place and suffering really badly from depression, but he refuses to get help. I know from dealing with other people with depression that it's hard to ask for help, but he knows he needs help and thinks it won't help him whether he gets it or not. It's becoming such a huge problem with our relationship and other relationships, as we never get out. We never see our friends. We spend most of our weekends in. I'm not saying being out every weekend is what I want, but we used to be out socializing every weekend. We had a great group of friends, but as time goes by, we are losing more friends, as my friends have become more frustrated with me for leaving myself be in this situation that I'm in. Some days are better than others, but some days it's a struggle to get through a day, as we're fighting because of it. Sometimes he isn't the nicest to me, and I get called lots of names, and I get put down by him a lot. But I can't help it. I can't help him, I should say, because I love him, and I want the best for him. I can't get through to him to get him to make sense of it and realize that if he gets help, it will make him better. But it's affecting me greatly, as some days it's a struggle for me to get out of bed because I'm afraid of what mood he'll be in and what my day will be like dealing with him. I can't do anything without him causing him to get paranoid, or he snaps at me for even mentioning anything. He even snaps at me for even mentioning doing anything without him. I'm wondering, did any of your listeners struggle with this with a partner or a loved one? And what do they do to make them realize that there's a way out of feeling like this and there is help? Or should I just sit back and wait till he realizes it for himself? But honestly, seeing him like this kills me, because a year ago, he was such a fun-loving, caring guy. Don't give out my details for obvious reasons. I wouldn't like him to know that I was in touch with you. I just need some help from someone else. Thank you. I wonder really if, having sent me that email, you actually now realize in the process of writing the email what you need to do, or more to the point, what he needs to do. I always think it's very interesting that, you know, people would regard depression as being kind of different to an illness if you had joint pain or if you, were tired and lethargic and you had low iron, or if you were suffering with bad headaches or you had a virus. You know, it's the same thing. It's just another type of illness. I wonder, have you said that to him? That, look, you're sick. It's not different to any other sickness. It is in itself a sickness and it needs to be fixed, and it can be fixed. And for your sake and for everybody's sake and for my sake, you should say to him, we need to deal with this, get through it so we can get on and have a happy life. And if he can't see it as being a sickness and he won't get it diagnosed, then really the choice is down to you to tell him that he's got to or you're gone, because this is no way for you to spend your life. Your friends can see it, but you need to see it, that he needs to get diagnosed, he needs to get this fixed and dealt with so you can have a happy life together, but more importantly, so that you yourself can have a happy life and a fulfilling life where you're not afraid getting up in the morning.
You're listening to Cork's number one afternoon show. Love the music, love the lineup. Red Hits with Philip Burke. Red FM is pure Cork.
Just to say hello.
Cork's number one radio station, a big thank you to you. That's Gavin James. We're looking forward to his Live at the Marquee gig. In there in five hits, he also had Amy Winehouse, Adele, Bruno Mars and Coldplay with Adventure of a Lifetime. And a busy farmer's market today. There's a great band. I must actually find out who they are. Playing music, actually, which is indoors today, so you don't have to worry about the weather. We're live from the pod today.
Red FM Safari Selfie with TravelNet.ie and Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite travel insurance. Get creative and upload your selfie to RedFM.ie.
Now, the importance of today is, right, you've got two chances left to get into the final for live at the at Soho, actually, for the Safari Selfie with Colm O'Sullivan tomorrow. That's going to be happening in with Dave on Drive. So I'm going to be picking a selfie at 25 past one. Then Dave's going to be picking a selfie coming up after four. And that's it. So have you uploaded one? If you haven't, come on, get together, get it together. Get onto RedFM.ie. Just put in your name, your phone number, and just upload yourself. It can be anything funny. It could be a safari team. It could be jumping out of a plane. It doesn't matter. It's up to you. Just put something fun together. And remember, the prize we're giving away, it's an adventure of a lifetime. Let's face it, you know, that a safari is something that you might have in a bucket list or something you might do later in life. It does cost quite a bit. And we're organising all of this with TravelNet.ie and Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite travel insurance, where you don't have to worry about the cost, because we're organising even spending money as well. 15,000 South African rand. You're going to be flying from Dublin to Cape Town with Turkish Airlines. 7 nights in Cape Town. We have a sightseeing tour organised for you. Also, you're going to be getting on board the Table Mountain cable car, and what an experience you're going to have with that. Of course, the big part is the safari and some of the fun pictures you're going to have. We have a tour of the wine region and so much more. What are you waiting for? RedFM.ie, just click on selfie and upload yours. And if you have already, thank you.
Love yourself. Red FM Safari Selfie with TravelNet.ie and Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite travel insurance. Get creative and upload your selfie to RedFM.ie.
Live from the pod, and within 10 minutes, she got in touch with us straight away. We got to say good afternoon to Cindy Bonnie Oates. How are you, Cindy?
Hiya.
Are you all excited?
I am.
Come here.
I only did it an hour ago, to be honest.
Ah, you're kidding.
I was having problems uploading it, but it went eventually.
Oh my God. You're the second last finalist to get through. We have one more place left for Soho for tomorrow with Dave coming up on Drive. So you just got in. Come here, tell us about your picture. Where was it taken?
I don't know which one you have.
I'll tell you the one we've picked. It's the one where I think it's probably your daughter, maybe, that you're on a beach.
We were on the bus, I'd say, were we?
There's cliffs in the background. You've got a red scarf on. You've got your shades on. It looks like you're on the beach somewhere. There's lovely blue sky.
Probably down in Rocky Bay. I live down there.
Yeah, well, look, you uploaded it. It's on the Red FM Facebook page if you want to have a look.
Brilliant.
At Cindy. The thing is, we were going to see you tomorrow on Dave Max Drive with all our finalists, and I want to wish you the best of luck for Safari Selfie.
Brilliant. Thanks, William.
Thank you very much. Register's yours right now, just like Cindy. She only did it just an hour ago. Get onto redfm.ie, click on selfie, upload yours. Dave on Drive at 4. We'll be picking another with travelnet.ie and multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite travel insurance.
Cork's number one station, Red FM. When the weekend arrives, you only need one radio station. Friday nights from 7 p.m. on Cork's Red FM, we bring you the Old School Party with the legendary Stevie G. A night of nothing but classics. On Saturday night from 7 p.m, it's the Block Party. The best party playlist on radio. We love weekends in Cork. Cork's Red FM.
With the Hanover Nightclub, your party event centre.
Happy days, I know. This is Cork's number one drive show, Dave Max Drive. Thanks for listening.
Cork's Red FM.
Be a sinner, arch enemy.
Your home run hit on Dave Max Drive.
Red FM.
Brian O'Sullivan, how's things this evening?
Very good, Dave Mackey, yourself?
Asher hanging in there. You're up Silver Springs direction, I see.
I certainly am.
And I hear you're cold and you need a new Helly Hansen jacket. Because you were 40...
I certainly do.
Because you were 40...
I'm very old in life.
You're admitting your age. I can't believe it, Brian.
I won't
read it out, you know, because there's a few people listen to this show, you know, so you'd be outing yourself there, like, and
that's no problem at all. I'm well spoken for, Dave.
Hey.
Hey,
it's well for some, huh? Well for some. Well, listen, stay listening. We will give you a chance at winning the Helly Hansen jacket a little later on. For now, though, you figured out the home run hit. What is it?
It's the pitch ball. I just can't get enough.
A classic track. I'll play for you, Brian. Anyone else?
No, just myself.
Hey, hang on. I thought you said you were well spoken for.
I am, but I just played it for myself today.
Go on, good luck. Thanks for checking the show.
Thanks, Dave. Lovely show.
Cork's hit music station, Red FM, your home run hit this evening here on Dave Max Drive with Four Star Pizza. Depeche Mode, Just Can't Get Enough, as figured out by Brian in Silver Springs, who wanted to play it for just him, just myself, which went down a treat with our sales team here, Brian. They love that. Got to be honest with you. Connor and CIT, well done to you. You figured it out as well this evening.
Cork's Red FM.
1981. That's when that track came out. It was the third single from the debut album from Depeche Mode called Speak and Spell. It was the final single to be written by founding member Vince Clarke before he left the band, later to form Erasure with Andy Bell. In fact, he used to perform this song acoustically at various Erasure gigs, and the songs he wrote with Depeche Mode had a bit more of an upbeat sound than the band had later after that. Not everyone appreciated that Speak and Spell album. Rolling Stone magazine called it PG-rated fluff. Ouch. Yeah, that is a bit of a burn. Popular in ads, though, particularly for The Gap, you may recall, featured young people lip-syncing in front of a white background. They were selling a line of leather. Go figure. On the way, Cork's Total Traffic to help get you home. Zara Larsson, Lush Life, and Good Day, Bad Day.
Red Hits
with Izzy. Cork's Total Traffic.
Going above and beyond with Land Rover at Johnson & Parrott, Mahon Point.
From the Kinsale Road roundabout, heavy traffic volumes here at the moment. Long tail box coming from the Turner's Cross direction. Very heavy.
Cork's Hit Music Station, Red FM. Zara Larsson, Lush Life to come, Coldplay and Hermitage Green. Great new track from their album, Save Your Soul, called Not Your Lover. On the way for you in less than 10 minutes.
Good day, bad day.
First off, good day for our own Jack O'Rourke, who's won himself a prestigious international songwriting competition in Nashville, joining the likes of Passenger, Gotye, and our own Mick Flannery as well, by winning in the prestigious international songwriting competition. It was his song Silence that took first place in the lyrics category, judged by industry legends such as Tom Waits and Bill Withers. This is a grab from that song Silence from Cork's own Jack O'Rourke.
Break out in song. Without sounding wrong, to break out in song.
The judges said they were impressed with the melodies, craft, and particularly the narrative of the songs, while Jack himself said he was delighted to win, seeing as there was about 80,000 entries from around the world for the comp. His new single, Dreamcatcher, is out at the end of the month, and you will hear it here first, because this is the Cork radio station that loves supporting Cork musicians. Particularly Izzy on Red Hits tonight from 7. She'll have phone lines open on 1850 104 106 for requests. So request some Jack O'Rourke like this track, Naivety. And congrats again to Jack for winning that extremely prestigious award. Bad day for the 21-year-old builder down under in Australia, bitten by a redback spider on the privates. Apparently a bite from a redback spider is excruciating. Can you imagine what it's like in that particular area of the body? Ice and then calling emergency services are about your only options if that ever happened to you whilst down under. Good day for our own Cillian Murphy. He's absolutely amazing in the TV show Peaky Blinders, and it may well be made into a movie. The new season kicks off Thursday, May 5th at 9 p.m. Great day for Irish dancing, as a new trend in American football is prompting loads of top NFL athletes to take it up. Alex Collins of the Arkansas Razorbacks was the first to begin the trend, inspired by the daughter of his high school coach. So if you spot any beefy fellas at Fesh Matthew over the coming years, you'll know what's happened. Good day for you if you like to travel and Snapchat. And you're free for 3 months, because Icelandic airline WOW Air is launching an unbelievable opportunity for travel enthusiasts. It's a Snap Traveller program looking for 4 social media savvy individuals to become travel correspondents for the summer and Snapchat their way across some of WOW Air's 28 worldwide destinations, starting in a country I can't wait to visit, Iceland. 28 different destinations. There'll be 16 trips in total, with each selected Snap traveller visiting 4 over the course of 3 months. To apply, publish a creative Snap story no more than 2 minutes long, snaptraveller.wowair.com, and that would be your summer sorted. A good day for Jay-Z. This is what Beyonce said last night. She did a lot of thanking. Apparently, she also thanked Dave Max Drive for getting her home of an evening. But no worries, Beyonce. It's just part of the gig, you know? So, yes, seems like Jay-Z's back in the good books, dedicating a track to her beautiful husband while sitting in a pool of water on stage. So, all seems rosy for now. Bad day, finally, for Trump. He said Clinton would only get 5% of the vote if she were a man. Oh, yes, reverse sexism. Such an interesting tactic. Most people generally agree men do find it easier in fields like politics because they get to do like basic human things like raise their voices without any backlash. American politics, eh? It almost make you think Irish politics was all fine and dandy.
A lot of times you listen to a song and go, that's weird. And then about the third time you go, oh, wow, I love that.
He was the master at being first an artist and being first a persona and a live performer.
It's not something you can explain. It's a gift that he has.
This was a guy who lived within music.
I taught myself how to play music and I just stuck with it and I did it all the time. Sooner or later, people in the neighborhood heard about me and then they started to talk about me. Once I got that support from people, then I believed I could do anything.
One of the most iconic artists of all time.
The one and only Prince.
Kiss. I never talk down to my audience. I give them a lot of credit to be able to hang with me this long because I've gone through a lot of changes.
The thing about Prince is he was just ingrained in this community.
He was amazing.
His impact is going to be lasting for a very long time.
He was so real.
He constantly reinvented himself.
Cork's hit music station, Red FM.